We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
What's up, y'all? I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I've got an hour of new Memphis music coming your way. Stick around. All right, y'all. It's another beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee. It really is gorgeous out there this time. Sometimes I fake that. So today is not one of those days. I hope you're outside at some point today to enjoy it. I've got a great show for you. I've got John Bass in the house. We're going to be talking about his new album, his debut album, Nowhere in Between, celebrating that with a release show tomorrow night at the Green Room at Crosstown Arts. He's going to be with me in just a second. And so we're going to kick it off with a song you might have heard this morning on The Drop, the WYXR morning show. This is from John's album, Nowhere in Between. It's called Grind. You're hearing it on WYXR.
Diamonds made. Feeling strange. It's all the rage. Diamonds made. Feeling strange. It's all the rage.
Grind me down, baby.
All right, that was Grind. See, leadoff track by my guest, John Bass, for his new album, Nowhere in Between. John, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. This is exciting. It's like I've arrived. I get to be on the show with you about the new music.
Oh my gosh, so that's great. It. Yes, that's how you know.
That's right.
When I was writing a social media post about this, I can't believe this is your debut, like, full length album.
Sure.
That's crazy to me.
I appreciate it. I've been playing a long time. I've been in Memphis since 2000. I'm fortunate to have met a lot of great musicians over my time here, and many of them are on the record, which I'm super grateful about. But a lot of what I've been doing is in a supporting role.
Yeah,
you know, I've been
yeah.
on some other people's records. I get a call to go play a gig. I go do that, and which I love. And just some things aligned over this last year, and some things were in place, and I've said this a few times, a joke that I've been threatening to make a record for almost as long as I can remember, and I'm really grateful that things came into place and this was able to happen.
Yeah, well, me too. And so we just heard Grind, which, as I said, is the lead off track from the record. Tell us a little bit about the writing of this song.
I wrote this. It was during the pandemic, probably in 2020. So right when we got past that point of thinking, okay, this is gonna be a couple weeks.
Yeah.
To this is gonna be the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
And I was starting to write some more. I was trying to maintain part of my creativity, to try to maintain my sanity.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing some things at Rhodes that were fostering creative activity. I wrote this song, and just the ideas that were I've never written like a dance song, and I'm still not sure I have written a dance song, but that was the impetus for it. And I was like, and then I started listening to how does Justin Timberlake do this? And I started listening. And this is what I teach my students. When you start that process, you're not going to do that. It's going to lead you in a different way. And then the other thing that just started resonating is, like, especially in Memphis, we hear about grinding all the time.
Yep.
Right? Like, it's part of slogans we have. It's part of our mentality. And then just messing around with that word, grinding it down, grinding it up sort of means the same thing. And then, the idea of, pressure change is actually how diamonds are made. So there's not many words in that song. I'm actually grateful because I'm playing it tomorrow. And so that's one of the songs I don't probably have to worry about the words on.
Right.
Because there's only a handful of them. But, I'm excited how it turned out. Had a chance to sort of workshop with some students in the past, do some recordings of it there. But then it really took on a new life when we cut it for the record. And tomorrow will be the first time we get to play it live.
Yeah. So just to kind of fill folks in who, maybe just joining us, John Bass is my guest. We're talking about his new album, Nowhere in Between. But also, you are, in addition to being an artist with an album that we are talking about right now, you are professor of music at Rhodes College, where you're also the director of the Mike Curb Institute for Music. I think, to me, it's really cool to hear you talk about really the ways that you are a student of mm-hmm. songwriting, like talking about that whole thing with wanting to write a dance song, because you have been teaching a songwriting class this semester, which is a new addition to the kind of the repertoire. And that's really cool. Like, how did your experience writing the songs on this record and like getting to this point, how did you bring that into the classroom?
It's totally intertwined.
And again,
I'm really grateful. I've been at Rhodes now for 20 years, done a lot of different things there. Approached Carol Blankenship in the music department. She's been really wanting to have a songwriting class for several years. And in the back of my mind is like, I can totally teach that class, because I've been writing, I've been threatening to make a record for a long time. I've been writing songs for even longer than that.
Yeah.
And just the idea of, and last year when I was on sabbatical, I was doing some writing. I'd had some things that I'd written before. And I sort of applied for this class and applied for a couple other things at Rhodes, and it got approved. that we're, I was going to teach songwriting this spring, right? So right now, this is actually our last week of class. And yeah. Last week of, so this record comes out the last week of songwriting. So this is my final exam, I guess, mm-hmm. for that class. And once that happened, it was great for me because it created some accountability, and it was like, I got to put my money where my mouth is to teach this class, yeah. right? Because, you know, when you step into a classroom,
yes.
the first thing is like, why are you teaching this, right? And so
who's this guy?
Right. And so, you know, and it was great because I wanted to make the record. I wanted to sort of follow the process myself. And that included pressing vinyl. I mean, like,
because yeah.
there's a lot of these. It was interesting to see how all these decisions that seem somewhat disconnected are connected. Like with vinyl, I reached out to Jeff Powell, and he's got a great sort of chapter in a book about what you should do if you want a vinyl. And one of the things that really stuck with me is like the ideal vinyl size should be 16 to 18 minutes. And that helped clarify a lot of questions for me. Like, you know, yeah. there's so many variables, like what should it be? That limit said, okay, I could be creative within this limit. And it really helped me make some decisions that got it to the finish line. But yeah, I've been in, you know, the students are great. We've really been talking about the work of songwriting,
yeah.
you know, and sort of breaking down the idea that it's just you wait to be struck by inspiration yes. all the time, you know. And I mean, those moments happen and they're great. And you may get a great voice memo out of it or something that has 5 seconds.
Right.
But then the rest of it is working. And, you know, yeah. and we were, you know, we had some awesome guests, you know, that visit us. You know, we had I Make Mad Beats and Emily Barker and Jason Isbell. And to be able to hear them and, again, break it down to where, wow, they're so amazing at everything they do. But they talk about it. It's just about setting a routine,
oh,
getting,
yeah.
getting to work at it, you know,
yeah.
just as anything else. And
it's fascinating. And I didn't get to attend all of them, but I did get to sneak in on the Jason Isbell mm-hmm. one. And there are some things that he said that are still stuck in my brain. And I think I'm going to carry with me forever. I mean, it's because it's just what you're talking about, like this work of creativity and really being dedicated to a craft. But he said something about a student asked a question. Your students asked such wonderful questions mm-hmm. of him. I was so impressed. But a student asked a question about, I want to be a songwriter, you know, and mm-hmm. then had some question, right? A specific question. And he said, well, if you want to be a songwriter, I can't help you. But if you want to do songwriting,
well, write a song,
right? Yeah. Write a song. And I mean, I think that's good advice for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm in a PhD program right now. I know I shared this with you after, but it was like this real lightning bolt moment for me of like, okay, stop rushing this.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't do this to be the thing at the end. You did it to do it. You mm-hmm. did it to do it. So be in it. I mean, it's almost it's a more meta way of thinking about just being present too.
Right.
It just struck me on like so many different levels. I'm sure that's been happening for you all semester.
All semester. And then throughout this process too, because this is the one, because I think, There's a lot of people are probably going to, if they know me at all, are going to be surprised. I mean, I'm singing on the record.
Yeah.
I've gone 20 years and sang on very, very few gigs here in town, or, you know, I've never really done that. And it's something I've been working on, you know, and getting better at. And it was the same sort of thing. I wasn't really happy with where I was. And I don't know if this is me as a nerd, but my midlife crisis, I started taking singing lessons from a good friend of mine.
I love it. Sarah
Deitch. And it because it was one of those things, it's like, I want to get better at this. Why am I not work? This is one of the only things I won't work at to get better at. Why am I not doing that? And it ended up, it's just my own. It was just me getting in my own way, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I brought in some real singers on this album that can do some great things. but it's okay because I'm finding where I'm supposed to be in this.
I love that.
You know, and I'm comfortable with it. I'm happy with it. And, it's just been a really transformative process for me and all semester with my students. I shouldn't say this on radio, but I can't believe they're like paying me to teach this class.
That's the best feeling. Having
way more fun with this class than I have teaching wise because it's challenging me. It's stretching me. But also to see the students, like some of them, you know, just, were new to songwriting. Some of them had done some of it before. But to see all of them stretch themselves mm-hmm. and to share with each other, like
yep.
that's the hard thing. It's like, oh, I can bare my soul. And like those are the other things, like it's not bearing your soul. Like you had it's a song now.
Yep.
And it's a work that we want to work to get better at.
I love that.
It's cool. Breaking down like a lot of the magic, keeping the magic, but the behind it, there's some very real things that we can do.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like this is a really good transition for what I want to play next. If you're just joining, this is Straight from the Source. I'm here with John Bass. We're talking about his record, Nowhere in Between. And I want to play your take on a song by someone else. And I do feel like this is a good segue because it's like, you know, interpretation and finding your own magic. But so let's talk a little bit about Me and Elvis before we play it.
So the album has eight songs on it, and seven of them are originals. There's one cover on it. The cover is Me and Elvis, which was a Human Radio song that was released in 1990. Some people are probably shaking their heads and something like, what is that? You know, but I remember it because when it was one of those Memphis moments that I had very early on. So I remember the song and the video from a kid, being a kid. Like I grew up in Mobile, Alabama. I wasn't even in Memphis. I wasn't even thinking about Memphis at the moment. But I just remember the video. I mean, it's funny and it's weird and the song is kind of weird. You know, it's just something that was in my memory from MTV. And when I moved here, you know, I was starting to play some gigs around town, and I had a gig with a singer. She's not here anymore, Lynn Cardona. And we were at what was then Republic Coffee, now Wizards, in Madison. And across the street's the Blue Monkey. And we played Thursday nights. And at that time, Ross Rice was playing every Thursday there.
Absolutely.
Right. And we you know,
God bless America.
I found so many people that I didn't really have met there that, you know, we were all there on Thursday nights. And so we'd go on our set breaks and we'd go after the gig to check it out. And I remember going over there and, you know, it being blown away, like, you know, not knowing what it was, but walking in, and his songwriting and the playing was amazing. And I remember it was with Steve Selvidge and Harry Peel. And I remember, again, sort of these things that you build up in your mind, you know, like Steve Selvidge looked like Jimmy Page, you know, like,
right.
You know, has guitar slung real low. And I was like, what is this guy going to do? Like I, you know, me, Ohio, myself, I'm a jazz player. What is this guy going to do?
Right.
And then, of course, it blows my mind with what he's playing. And it was just so great. And we were going over there and loving his songs. And they played Me and Elvis one night. But they didn't, like, the record, it's real fast and almost ska kind of. You know, it's like, in reading stories about it, it's like, they did it a lot as a joke. And I don't remember much about it. I remember they did it slow. And it was interesting, and I remember turning to Lynn. And I said, "Huh, I remember that song. That's a weird song that they're covering." And she said, "He wrote that song." I was like, "Oh," and just like one of these things that, like, okay,
worlds colliding,
right? And then, you know, like, this happens all the time here in Memphis, right?
Yes.
And it was one of those early ones for me, and it's just like, okay. And so, you know, it. Being at Rhodes, one of the things with the Curb Institute, one of the resources we have is we have access to Elvis's first home on Audubon Drive to do student projects there. And I remember when I got the Curb job, learning about this house, and again, having some reservations about it because, like, you know, again, like, Elvis was not in my repertoire. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, and so I was like, what am I doing? I'm going to be an Elvis guy now?
Yeah.
You know, like, and, then, you know, sort of turning that around in my own coming to terms and understanding, like, being able to see it from a different perspective. So the song for me is not one for one. It's like one of the best songs about Elvis, actually. If you know, it chronicles his life, but almost from like a personal standpoint, it's a really great song. And then it's also sort of my own journey with Elvis. And then I don't remember what they did. I don't remember how it went, but I knew I wanted to do it slow, and it was awful for a long time. I couldn't figure out how to make it work, and it finally, some things keyed in on it, and I found this rhythm that kind of worked. And I play piano on it, so it's the only one I'm playing piano on it, not guitar on it. And so that was a choice I made. It just sort of all flowed from there. Tamar Love had some cello, so it's kind of like a nod to Human Radio and Peter Herka, but it's from a different point of view.
Yeah, I love it. All right, we're gonna listen to it now. So you are about to hear Me and Elvis. This is from John Bass's Nowhere in Between, celebrating the release of it tomorrow night at right here at Crosstown Concourse in the Green Room. Here's Me and Elvis.
Thank you. cigarettes and come home after dark. Me and Elvis used to really rock and roll. We used to crank up our guitars, then we'd really lose control. Me and Elvis used to ride our motorbikes. We'd always skip school and did just what we liked. Las Vegas, and we stayed a couple years. Me and Elvis watched TV till it got late. We'd never change the channel, use Elvis 38. Me and Elvis never meant to sing the blues, but avalanches never go in the directions that you choose. Me and Elvis finally made our sacrifice. There was pictures on my mantle sitting next to Jesus Christ. Me and Elvis.
DJ Alpha Whiskey, host of Flight Risk, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. As a nonprofit community radio station, we rely on the generosity of donors like you to keep your favorite programming on the airwaves. Become a contributing listener today at WYXR.org/donate.
Hey, I'm Will from Crosstown Brewing Company. We support WYXR 91.7 FM. A favorite beer is just like a favorite song. We feel something new every time we encounter them. Cheers to playing the hits and tasting the notes.
Church House Memphis Plan continues its decades-long commitment to serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
Thank you.
That was Live Oak by my guest John Bass from his album Nowhere in Between. And we heard Me and Elvis before that, your Human Radio cover.
Yeah.
I think, I wonder if anybody listening to this is like, oh, you know, Live Oak, like that's what I thought. That's what I thought a John Bass record would sound like. There's that jazz in there.
Yeah, no, there's two instrumentals on it. Most people that do know me, they probably know me as a guitarist. That's a song I wrote. We had a really cool program several years ago. It was Karen Carpenter and Brian Selznick about the republication of Live Oak with Moss from Walt Whitman.
Mm.
And it, as a part of the presentation, Brian is an illustrator, very famous illustrator, and he wrote these, you know, pieces that went along with the poems. And somehow I got into the mix, and, you know, he'd done it before where he collaborated with composers and things like that. And I got in touch with him. I said, would you mind if I sort of played and improvised? And then he thought that was cool. So that was the theme. Live Oak was the theme from the first tune, from the first poem.
That's so cool. I didn't know that story.
It was from that. And then I just sort of, you know, adapted it into a song. And then I've been playing it for a while. I've been playing it mostly solo, as a solo performance, for a long time. And for this album, I started to, so I'm really good friends with Sean Murphy from the Mighty Souls.
Yep.
And Tom Clary, who's the trumpeter who arranged that. Jason Jensky and Jim Spake are on that as well.
Oh, nice.
With Tom Lenardo,
yeah.
who plays drums on the whole record.
So just no talent was available for this.
No, I've got a way better band than I deserve on this record. But it was nice because that, you know, I enjoy playing, and that, you know, to have a piece on here kind of reflect that side of me as well, and be able to, you know, write a new song that gets this sort of treatment was really special.
Yeah, that's really cool. I want to make sure we talk for a second about what we've been touching on it a little bit as we go, but you are having a record release mm-hmm. tomorrow night at the Green Room right here across town. And so many of these folks that are on the record are going to be playing with you.
Yeah, it's really great. And you never know, you know, because we're in the studio, and then, you know, we're able to have some other people come back. But yeah, it's tomorrow on the show. So the rhythm section, it's me and Tom Lenardo on drums. John McClure is playing bass, and I've known John was one of the first musicians I met in Memphis. So it's a combination of people that I've known for a very long time, and then, you know, others that I've known I've met more recently. Pat Fusco is on keyboard. We were in school together, University of Memphis.
I didn't know that.
When I moved here.
Oh, my gosh.
He played my master's recital. He was on my master's recital.
That's cool.
From University of Memphis. And so I've known them for a long time. And then the horns I just mentioned, those four horn players. Jim Spake is out of town this week, I've got another really great friend of mine, Art Edmondson, is going to play sax.
If you've got to have a substitute,
right? Yeah, I know. Like you know. So I'm excited. Because Art's somebody I've known. I'm excited to have him be a part of the project as well. Tamar Love is playing cello. She's playing guitar tomorrow. So she's somebody I met really through Rhodes and through my friend Sarah Deach, who I took lessons from, and just have been amazed with Tamar for a long time. Have my good friend Charles Hughes, who's a professor at Rhodes, but is also an awesome songwriter and singer and guitarist. And we've been, you know, through COVID, we did this a little bit before, but we would like have, you know, some porch jam sessions,
I love it.
You know, together and did that. And so we've been playing together. So it's really nice to, he sings with me on a couple of the tunes. And then tomorrow night, I'm excited too, because not only we're going to play the 8 songs from the record, but we also have a couple features, and so Charles is going to do one of his songs, Tamar's going to do one of hers, and then we got Louise Page too.
I love it.
Who's a Rhodes grad, and we'll tell the story, but like I didn't even know her at Rhodes, right?
Yeah.
And she's doing great things, and so she's singing she's on one of the songs from the record, and then she's going to be doing one of her songs as well. And then TK and Tyranny from Southern Avenue were on it, and just so I've met them probably most recently. But they've just been so great and to work with, and sound so amazing, and really just brought another element to the album. And who else? John Whittemore plays on one of the tracks. He's not going to be able to be at the show either. I do have
the liner notes right here.
Yeah, I don't have them in front of me. I think that's everybody though. So.
Yeah. Well, look, you will have forgotten someone, because I think that's like legally required.
I don't want to forget somebody
accidentally. I will say we haven't played it on the show today. But I will play it on the show in the future. What's the Louise Page song?
Why Do I Love You?
Why am I not seeing it? Yes. Right there in front of my face. There's her name. Yes, I'm definitely going to play that on the show in the future, because I think that might be my favorite track on the record.
It's interesting. Yes, it's like almost a country song. And it's funny. It's like a country song written by a bunch of people who don't play country music.
I think we've learned recently that that's A-OK.
That's a thing. And, it's really, we used to talk to Charles. He's the expert.
He's the expert for sure.
So he will confirm that it was never a thing. It was just a construct.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But no, that song is super fun too. It makes you get your button ready on that for one part of the
song.
I'll have my
bad word button ready to go.
Yeah, so there's just one on there, but it's pretty cathartic. So
yeah. So okay, for folks who are just tuning in, this is Straight from the Source. You're listening to WYXR. I'm here with John Bass. We're talking about his new record, Nowhere in Between. If they want to come and hang out tomorrow night at this release show, which is going to be so much fun, what time does it start? It's the Green Room.
It's in the Green Room, Crosstown. It's a 7:30 start. The doors are at 7:00. We're gonna be playing the record. The record is releasing tomorrow too, so you'll be able to
get a copy.
You can get a physical copy. Come buy a record from me at the show. They're really beautiful. Brian Dixon did the artwork on it.
Love it.
And that's the other great thing about it. It's like even the people did the production. So Kevin Houston is a great friend of mine, co-produced and engineered it. Jacob Church, JLC Audio, did the mastering on it. And then Jeff Powell did the vinyl lacquer, and then Memphis Record Pressing did. So it's like just like family all around, you know. And it's cool because like I realized in the rehearsal that some people met each other at the rehearsal.
These are people
who've been part of my life and I consider friends and like great musicians. But it's neat to not only like share musically with them and like do these things live, because we didn't see each other a lot of times in the studio, right? So to do it live, but then like just like these are awesome people, and like the world's better just if they know each other.
I love that.
But yeah, come to Crosstown. I've actually got it's weird, there's like a lot of sentences I've never said, so I've got a website. You can go to johnbassmusic.com and so you can check out more details. Like you can also look, you know, if you're interested in some of the things I've written or some of the things that I've done in the past, there's some sections for that. So so tomorrow night it's gonna be a blast.
It's gonna be fun. All right. Well, let's listen to some music you picked out. Anybody that listens to my show regularly knows that I always have my guests pick out some favorite Memphis music for us to play and talk about. And I'm sure this first track we're going to play will not be a surprise to folks who've been listening since the top of the hour. We're going to play some Ross Rice, which I'm very excited about, because you and I share a love for Ross Rice, and particularly for this song. Mm-hmm. So why don't you set this up? What are we about to hear?
So this is from his album, Dwight, which is... If anybody's not heard that album, go listen to it today. It was hard for me to choose a song from here, but I chose the opening track, "Hard Times for the Revolution," because it's probably one of my favorite rock songs ever.
Easily.
If I just had to pick a rock song, it's an interesting rock song too, and I've listened to it from different aspects. It's like kind of from the perspective of like a adult coming into middle age, the perspective is really interesting, and I'm cautious. Is that it's just because of who I am right now, where I am in my life, but it's got these like underlying themes that like pull me out of my youth and like, you know, wanting to be revolutionary, and then just like there's a hard time for it, and then it's such a great sound because Harry Peel's on it, and Steve Selvidge plays guitar on this, and it's one of my favorite solos. And in fact, when I need to play, like if I get a call to do like a rock solo, like that, you need me to just play a rock and roll solo, I usually listen to this song a couple times and, you know, try to mentally channel this energy that Steve plays on this record.
I love that.
I mean, I'm still, so one day maybe I'll get a little closer than that, but that's at least what I shoot for when I do it. So it's just a great tune. And, yeah, I mean, if you haven't heard it, just you're in for a treat.
Yeah, and I feel like no matter where you are, turn it up. But especially for me, if you're in your car,
oh gosh, yes.
Especially today, honestly,
and watch the speedometer.
Bring those windows down. Turn it up. Like, go farther. You've turned it up. Now go a little bit farther. Yep. Okay, now you're ready. Now you're ready. All right, here's Hard Times for the Revolution by Ross Rice. You're listening to it on WYXR.
Come to you. The revolution's gonna come to you. Support for WYXR comes from Irem Memphis, dedicated to advancing the knowledge and professionalism of real estate managers through education, networking, and advocacy. More information at irem-memphis.org. Support for WYXR, including our 2024 stereo sessions, comes from Realtor Joe Spake with InCity Realty, working with home buyers and sellers in the Memphis area and committed to supporting WYXR and the community. More information by email at joe@spake.com.
Located on the second floor of the Crosstown Concourse, the Memphis Listening Lab is a curated collection of music and music history that is open to the public 6 days a week. Vinyl Happy Hour happens every Friday between 3 and 5 p.m., where guest DJs from around the community will spin some of their favorite records. More information and a complete listing of upcoming events at memphislisteninglab.org.
Did you know you could donate your vehicle and support WYXR at the same time? We offer free pickup and it's tax deductible. Go to cars.wyxr.org to donate your car today.
Thank you. phone for me.
I'll accept your diamond ring. I'll accept your diamond ring. I'll accept your diamond ring. You can't do none for me.
All right. That was Sade Thomas and Luther Dickinson from Memphis Rent Party with Chevrolet. Picked for your listening pleasure by my guest, John Bass, who's here talking about his record, Nowhere in Between, that is out tomorrow. We also heard one of our favorite, our shared favorite songs, Hard Times for the Revolution by Ross Rice. And if you were listening earlier, you know that John's got a Human Radio cover on this album. So I understand you sent this to, you sent it to Ross.
Yeah, probably the most nerve-wracking part of this whole process was emailing the track to Ross to get his feedback on it. You know, because it's very different, you know, and from his and Kevin Houston assured me the whole time. He said, "Oh, he's gonna love this. He's gonna love this." And I was like, "Okay, we'll send it." And so I sent it, and he came back, said some really nice things about it, and the one. I probably need to like frame this is that, you know, from Ross Rice said vocals are on point. I
was like, oh,
yeah. It's like, okay. I'm good now. So
that's amazing. That's great, so. What a good feeling. Oh my gosh. Well, how has almost an hour gone by? This has been awesome. If you're just joining us, this is straight from the source. B, you're listening to WYXR, and C, my guest today has been John Bass. And if you missed this conversation, any of it, and you want to go back, you can listen to archived episodes of all your favorite shows over at WYXR.org. Just look for Straight from the Source and you can listen to this episode in the future. You've got one more song that you've picked for us, though, and it's a Julian Baker song. Tell us about this selection.
And so the last one, Sade Thomas and Luther Dickinson, again, this is the other thing about Memphis is like the maintaining of these traditions, like the fife and drum, and that piece was a Lonnie Young and Memphis Minnie piece too. Like,
oh, I love it.
Who wrote that piece? And so, like, bringing that into the culture today, like that, I love that. And then the last piece, Julian Baker. This song was from her first album, Sprained Ankle, and I'd heard the song before the album came out, and it was one, a lot of songs come out and they sort of bring you back to like feelings you had or bring you back to like own points in your life,
that's the best.
And I totally remember this moment, you know, when feeling a lot of these things, and you get older and you frame it a little bit differently, but it's like, it's one thing I love about being at Rhodes is like, you know, this constant young energy brings you back to that mindset. It's like, okay, this is why I do this in the first place, you know? And then, just her guitar playing on this, her singing on this, it's so, like, powerful and vulnerable and just piercing. And there's one line in it that's, the ringing in my ears tastes like blood. I was like, wow. I mean, like, how did you write that, you know? And then, of course, now she's going on and writing, just, you know, doing amazing things. This song, I keep coming back to it, and it keeps grabbing me like the first time I heard it.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to listen to that to close out the show here in just a second. But before we go, I just want to make sure everybody knows once again where to find you online, your website.
Yes, right. That's right. So johnbassmusic.com. The album drops tomorrow. We're going to be partying at the Green Room in Crosstown at 7:30. Going to be playing the songs off the record. Going to be playing some other songs. I don't do anything like the way you're supposed to do it. I know you're supposed to release things on Friday, but we're just going to go ahead and release it tomorrow. So you'll be able to stream it everywhere tomorrow, and I can't wait for people to hear it.
Well, and it's a little birthday present to yourself, huh?
It is. My birthday is this week. Charles Hughes' birthday this week and Kevin Houston's birthday this week. So we're just going to...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're all like... That's what's wrong with us. We're all Taurus, Taurine brothers there. So we're going to be living it up tomorrow.
Okay. Well, come celebrate some birthdays at the Green Room at Crosstown Arts. John Bass has been my guest today. The name of the album is Nowhere in Between. You've been listening to Straight from the Source. I'm so glad that you're hanging out with me. I hope you'll be back next Tuesday and every Tuesday thereafter. And I'm going to leave you with John's last pick. This is Something by Julian Baker. You are listening to it on WYXR. Stick around. The Crooked Beat is next.
Thank you.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Support for WYXR comes from Freedom Preparatory Academy. Since 2009, Freedom Prep has been preparing students from pre-K to 12th grade to succeed in college and in life, with five schools in Westwood and Whitehaven. Now enrolling for the 2024-2025 school year. More information on enrollment at freedomprep.org. Support for WYXR comes from Trezvent. Located in the heart of Memphis at 177 North Highland, Trezvent is where culture and community come together, offering independent living apartments and garden homes ranging from 650 to 3,000 square feet, as well as all levels of care in assisted living, memory support, and a five-star health and rehab center. More information to schedule a tour at trezventmanor.org.
Church House Memphis Plan continues its decades-long commitment to serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
This is Marcella Simeon, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
I saw it written and I saw it saved.